Everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach of the league. Welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today, you're with me on my run again. It's a little windy. And today's topic is you may be smarter, you may be faster, you may be stronger, but I know how to win. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so when you hear this, that title might sound a little arrogant. It might sound a little bit cocky. You know, you may be stronger, you may be faster. You know, you may be all these things, but I know how to win. You know, it's interesting, and when I say you know, I'm hoping that you adopt that. I hope you adopt that, as opposed to looking at the Facebook lives of others and go, man, they're so talented. Yeah, but. You know what a yeah, but is? They're talented, but their daddy was rich. They're talented, but, and they have this but, right? They have this whole reason, this whole scheme of why other people can be successful and they can't. You know, when I, for many people, if you've heard me speak live, a lot of times I talk about the story of how I became a professional baseball player and the risk that I took and all that, and how I finally got on the team. And I'm not going to go through the whole story here, but essentially what happened was I was trying out and this manager wasn't giving me any sign of taking me at all. And then he finally took me and I didn't know what the difference was. He just decided to take me and I said, you know, Al, what was the difference? His name was Al. Al, what was the difference? Why all of a sudden did you decide to take me, you know, what changed 24 hours ago? He's like, nothing. I just wanted to make sure you could go through it. And I'm like, well, why did you decide to take me? He goes, well, you're not really faster than anybody. You're not stronger than anybody else on the team or in the league. You know, you don't throw the ball harder. You don't hit for power. And I was like, geez, like, what? Why are you beating me up? Like, it's like, if I'm not that good, why did you take me? He said, because you do something, you have a mentality that nobody else really has. And I said, what's that? He said, the best in any field, whether it's baseball, football, and he was a sports guy, right? So he's talking golf, he's talking all these sports. He said, the best know how to win, and you know how to do that. That's where this whole brand, just so you know, came up, Find a Way. I have just always found a way to win without knowing what to do, without even knowing how I'm going to win. I've never really saw the path before me. I just thought, I want to go do that. And then whatever I do, I find a way to win. And that's kind of why I do these podcasts for you, is because I'm hoping that I give you the lessons that I learned along the way that you take and you adopt, and it helps you find a way. But what I want you to realize is this: you don't need to be stronger. You don't need to be faster. You don't need to be more talented. Do you have to have some talent? Yeah, you do. But you don't need to be more talented to win. And I'll give you an example, right? So some people, and when I was playing baseball, and this happened, actually, I'll use a sales analogy because I know a lot of people listening to this podcast right now are in sales in some way, shape, or form. Entrepreneurs, business owners, salespeople are listening to this podcast. So let me give you the sales success that I've had in the past, an example of that, okay? So I used to have people say, my God, you know, you transformed so fast, right? I went from living, after baseball, I went into a big depression, 6-month depression, was suicidal, living on my parents' couch. I mean, it was bad. I lost my whole identity, which is another podcast for another time. But I literally went from $50,000 in debt to, you know, living the life of my dreams, having zero debt, living in my dream house, driving a dream covered Jaguar. I mean, it transformed probably over the course of 3 years. And people were like, oh my gosh, that happened so fast for you. Like, what was the difference? And the truth was, it didn't happen faster than anybody else. It didn't technically happen faster than the person it takes a decade to have happen. The difference is, while you made one sales call, I made 10. And when you add that up over the course of 3 years, you get a lot, you get big numbers. You know, I always like to do the analogy of, like, you know, somebody wants to make $250,000 in a year. That comes out to about $1,000 a day if you work 240 days a year. And then that comes out to, you know, 140 bucks an hour or something like that. That means for every hour extra that you put in time, you add an extra 140 bucks to your income. Well, if you do that over 240 days, that adds up at the end of the year. And if I asked you, let's say that it added up to 10 grand. If I asked you at the end of the year, hey, I'll write you a check for 10 grand, you want it? I'm pretty sure you'd say yes. But the way you win, when you're not as talented, when you're not as strong, when you're not as fast, when you don't have as many resources, is you just do more. You just do more. For every video your competitor does, you should do 10. Well, what if they're not as good? Don't care. I've been, you know, in the league, I've been working with people, my students in the league, and a lot of things that they're doing right now through this competition that we're running is they're doing more videos than they've ever done. They're going to more appointments than they've ever done. And they're finding that, you know, they have this big resistance around video. If I do all these videos, people aren't going to like me and they're going to unfriend me and all this different stuff. But what they're finding is they're getting more business. Why? Because consistency creates credibility. If you're simply ubiquitous on all these different platforms and you're just over and over and over and over and pounding the pavement, you're going to get credibility. You're going to get business. So here's what it is. Where in your life and business could you compress time? Because I want to give you a way to win today. Where could you compress time? Because that's what you're looking for. The most successful people in the world don't manage their time. They compress it. They leverage their performance. They compress it. They get done in 1 hour what it takes somebody to do in 8 hours. If you'll just, and it's not forever, you don't always have to grind it, but if you want to get the leg up and you want to start winning, where in your life do you need to take more action? And I know that's cliche, right? Take more action. But where do you need to compress it? Because I'll bet that if we reverse engineer your schedule, where I ask you, write down everything you did in 15-minute segments, we would find a lot of spots where you could have found a way to win. You could have done a little video here. You could have done a little video there. And then you add that up over the course of 12, 24 months, 3 years, 5 years, and you are annihilating your competition. So where in your life and business are you not compressing the time and getting more done? Very easy, right? Like, so I'll give you an example and go back to my baseball analogy. People will be like, wow, you made it to professional baseball. That's amazing. And I would say, yeah, how many times did you go hit this week? I'm starting to get winded, I'm going up a hill. After my run. I should probably talk to you before the run. People will be like, oh my God, you're such a good hitter. I'd ask them, how many times have you hit this week? Practice your batting. I did it on Saturday. Yeah, I did it Monday through Sunday. Well, how'd you do that? You had school. I know, I hit at 5:30 in the morning. I thought you said you were a night owl. I am. You getting it? Like, I would beat you, I would get in front of the pitcher on a Saturday game and laugh. Like, you threw a baseball once. You practiced once this week. You stand no chance, even though you throw harder, even though you're an all-star. Doesn't matter, I will smoke you. I've just put in more time. And I don't care who you are, there's no hack for putting in the time. You gotta put it in. So where in your life and business, maybe your relationship, maybe you need to put more investment and more time into that. Maybe it's in your business, maybe it's in your sales skills. Maybe you just need to role play more and work on what you're saying. Maybe you just need to do more videos. Maybe you just need to put out more content. I don't know what it is for you, but I know there's somewhere in your business and life where you're not compressing the time and squeezing the most out of that orange. All right, that's all I've got for today. If you guys want to comment, I would love to hear your feedback and continue this conversation. I'd love it if you followed me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that other kind of stuff. Until next time that I see you, make sure that you go out there every single day and find a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.